Disclaimer: the opinions expressed in Thinking Outside the Boot are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University.
Welcome back to Thinking Outside the Boot. It is episode 3, and today we'll be doing a UCL review. A lot has happened this week.
Too much.
Probably too much.
Yeah.
It's me, we got Samir, we got Jay, and we got Tristan, as per usual. Sir. And yeah, I think we'll start. Oh, also for this episode, we're going to try to segment it. So it's like 7 minutes of talking. So we try to get everything we say out in 7 minutes. And that makes it like condensed, and we try not to go off topic. That like forces us to kind of be more, have a bit more direction. But we're gonna start with Galatasaray versus Liverpool, which a lot of you predicted. I said you were wrong. I was wrong. And Galatasaray won, and they definitely deserved it.
Yeah.
They were better. What do you want to start with?
I'd love to start because I predicted this 1-0. It's what's to be expected, bro.
Yeah.
I said this. On paper, Liverpool, lovely team.
Yeah.
It's like, how are these guys not succeeding together? How are they not coherent? It's not even about that at this point. Don't even, like, completely regardless of Liverpool's form, you got to look at Gala's environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, like Newcastle, hard place to go to. Fans are behind them. If you looked at the Osimhen banner, you should have known parlay's cooked.
It's,
if you
had Liverpool. With his mom?
With his mom. Yeah, you should have known when bro started crying, your parlay was cooked if you had
it's
Liverpool.
It's over.
He should have scored. That
he
should have
scored. Yeah, that was not
offside. That's something I want to talk about with that banner. And I want to ask if maybe this is a reason that Liverpool did not perform. Do you think that the way that Turkish fans support their club, or other fans like in Germany support their club, makes players go into games differently with more confidence 100%. Than an English team? Because looking at Liverpool, it wasn't even about the atmosphere for me. It just looked like they were unbothered. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not unbothered like it didn't faze them. Like, they genuinely did not give. Like, they were not playing at their top level. You can see Van Dijk. You know it's bad when your club captain, when something happens, he goes...
Yeah.
That's when his head's gone. His head's gone. Yeah, you're supposed to be the guy that's supposed to keep everyone
those
cool.
Those minute stuff that are getting to him now. Yeah.
Because he has composure. That's the one thing you know about Van Dijk's composure. There's How composure. Many clips have you seen of him complaining this year?
Yeah.
It's like, they are done with Arne, and... I feel like because the players won the Prem last year and they've already thrown the season away in their head, they don't care for the fans about winning UCL.
Like, they've their best players have already won the UCL, to be honest. Like, the Alisson, the Salah, the Van Dijk, like, the players who, like, made them who they are have won the UCL.
Yeah, but that's, like, 2-3 players. Like, there's, like, the Gravenberg.
But those are
like,
the players. It's the players. It's the leaders.
Yeah. It's those guys who are, like, all right, they should be motivating this team.
But do you guys think that plays an effect, the fan base?
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%. It clearly shown, bro. Has shown.
I also think the English media plays an effect. Because this whole year, it's been about how good PL teams are. It's been, no one can. They fooled me. I thought Tottenham had a chance. I can't lie. I was like, yo, Tottenham could squeeze something out. And they were terrible. We'll talk about them later. But I think every PL team was looking at the first round as like
a bye,
pretty much. Like,
probably
were. Arsenal looked like they had, like, they didn't even come to play at all.
We'll talk about that.
I agree. But I mean, Liverpool, it looked like the same thing where like they almost just assumed that this game would be like
not really. Like, I don't think they assumed. Like, generally, watching this game surprised me so much because that's. You know, it's like when you finally perceive how gone people's heads are.
Yeah.
That's what I saw in this game. They're gone. They're in Cancun, bro. They're going wherever they are. They're already there. Salah's already planning his next year's Christmas, bro. Now. Like, I'm telling you.
100%.
They're gone. Their heads are gone. Salah, like, the one thing you need at Liverpool, their identity is passion. Who is that player in that team that's just going crazy? Genuinely, I think Luis Diaz leaving is what the whole effect.
Well, is it Luis Diaz or is it Darwin Nunez?
But also,
who had more of that, like, energy, that crazy energy?
No, but Darwin Nunez is crazy energy that's just like chaos. I'm talking about
who was good.
Diaz,
he was a player.
It's 95th minute. Liverpool are down to 8 men. I'm seeing Diaz sprinting like full field. You know what I mean?
Those
Where's
type
that
of
player?
Players.
They got that in Szoboszlai, but it's like he's not. he's not as quick. He's not that gig impressing guy. He will give his heart, but it's like you need someone to lead the line in attack and maybe in defense. I know midfield is what wins games, but midfield is not. Szoboszlai is like a great midfielder, but he's not a leader midfielder. Yeah. He's like a quiet leader. So, you know what I mean? Like a Ødegaard, like he's like he leads by example, not about, leads by like passion.
I want to talk about Salah before we like end this off. Like what's going on with Salah?
I don't think anything happened. I think the GA just stopped.
Yeah, GA just
like
stopped.
I think Salah is the same type of player like Rashford and Mbappe, where it's the luxury player who gets you that goal, who gets you that assist, but does not contribute to the system. That doesn't work. That doesn't work anymore, especially in the Prem. For Prem systems, you need to move as a whole unit.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Salah's never been that. Salah's never been that. And I think he was relying on how dominant Liverpool were because of how much Liverpool had the ball. And even when they didn't have the ball, they were winning it back. They were playing really well. You didn't really need Salah to track back and do all that work.
And right now it's so unfair to him. It's because we want to look at it as like he's older now. He's older. He's 33. It's like they shouldn't even be relying on him. But
no,
they
shouldn't. No. Right? They should be. And I think... No. Him staying and signing that contract is why he's bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like he's in his head, I just had the best season of any player in any Prem season ever.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have won the league.
Genuinely, like what was it? 40
what did he
something.
Come, yeah, what do you 40 come Ballon d'Or?
48 GAC, something like that.
Enough, like fourth or fifth.
Wow.
Because was he even that high?
Where?
I don't think he was top five.
The Ballon d'Or. I don't think he was top five
in
the Ballon d'Or.
That's like a conversation for another day because of like the CL.
Yeah.
And also because he fell off in the second half, which he does tend to do.
Yeah.
But he just didn't have a first half this season.
Maybe that's why. Maybe we just weren't blinded by the first half.
He came fourth last year.
Oh, he did come fourth.
He came fourth.
Double ball.
Good ball. Not over the ball.
But even that was probably high. Like, I wouldn't have said he was deserved fourth.
He got fifth 2019, 2022, and 2018 he got sixth.
2018 he was that
like
was first year.
Similar to the dialogue on Salah and just around Prem players, we need to have a conversation about what is this like hypocrisy in set pieces, because I swear every other team in the CL scored set pieces, have relied on the set pieces.
That's for our segment. We low-key have to close out. We have 10 more seconds, so that's perfect. Okay. We're going to go to the score predictions now. So now we're going to predict the score, and we'll start with Galatasaray Liverpool.
Everybody just 3-1, say their scores.
3-1 Liverpool.
Okay.
3-1 Liverpool?
So not on aggregate, 3-1 that game.
Okay.
So 3-2 on aggregate.
3-2 on aggregate?
Yeah.
Marky?
I'm going to say 2-1, and then Liverpool win on pens.
I was gonna,
I don't know if it goes to pens.
I think it's gonna
fans,
be crazy.
The fans are not on their side. They're like, they're almost like waiting for them to miss. Want them to miss so they could just boo them for this whole year.
No, I think fans always want their team to do well, especially if the UCL.
But you know what I mean? Like they're almost like agonized.
But that's not Liverpool fans. That'd be like that's Tottenham fans.
Yeah, like
that's
they're just so
Liverpool
ready to
win
boo.
On pens.
Yeah, Liverpool win on pens.
I got 1-1.
Oh, and
so Gallagher
goes through.
Yeah.
That's, I think I'm probably the same. Mm-hmm. I think,
it's just part of
Anfield. I want to give Liverpool the benefit of the doubt and like say that from. Liverpool get more goals than just one back at home. Like 2-1 seems like a reasonable result. Two goals for Liverpool makes sense, but I think Gala get like a scrappy one.
Yeah,
I think if it goes to pens, I think Gala might win it. Yeah.
My thing though is, I don't know if you watched the game. That Davinson Sanchez yellow was never a yellow.
No.
And he's like a key center back.
And he's out. And he's missing that.
Yeah, exactly.
You wrote that down.
Yeah. So that's another thing where that happened. First of all, I think he got the ball. Yellow. Never a yellow. Like, not even that he messed up and shouldn't have gotten it. It's just bad reffing.
What's your prediction Davinson, for the next game?
Oh, we want to do Atalanta, Bayern Munich? I don't even. I think Bayern wins 2-0.
We always know Bayern goes.
Yeah, it doesn't.
2-0?
Byron, I don't think Byron cares.
They're back at home, though.
I know, but they don't need to cook them.
I'm going to go 5-0, bro.
Yeah, but they might cook them again.
Like 5-0.
It's at the. I don't think... this isn't Arsenal where, like, they're going to... I don't think they're
I know what you're
like,
saying.
Yeah, yeah, they're not going to play with intensity.
They could play three people I never heard of. Like,
bro, they didn't even play Kane. Type of game. Yeah, they didn't even start Kane.
Yeah, which is crazy.
Like, Kane will start the next game.
So I said 2-0. So
you know what's scary? The scary part is the next game, they're starting Musiala and Kane.
Together. They they're going to see how he's going to see how it's going to go.
It's disgusting.
Oh, against Atalanta, you think for next game?
For sure.
Yeah.
They're going to give them the minutes in the UCL.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
I think it's like, but do they risk? I think it's the most like, this is how Bayern play at home. They go 4-0 up, and then they just, the other team just scores too.
We'll go 5-0.
That's what I think is going to happen.
5-0?
We'll go 5-0. Yeah, bro. I think
like so you're thinking it's going to be 11-1 on aggregate.
That's what I was going to say. 12. I thought they were going to score 6.
I think if Bayern try, I just don't think they'll try. Okay.
I think if you send out U21s, they'll try against Atlanta.
Bro, U21s will have more intensity.
I think Atalanta's going to play to not get fried. I don't think they're going to play to win. They're going to play to not
get fried. They better play not to get fried, bro.
And that's why. Like, I think they're going to play for pride.
I like that.
5-0? Both of y'all 5-0? Okay.
Madrid-Tottenham, which this might be... I don't know how to predict this one. So
it's about 4-1.
Yo, 5-2. I'm not a Spurs fan, but I love football. I'm saying 3-1. They're not going to go through, but...
Do you want Spurs?
3-1 Spurs, but they're not going to go
through. Need blood.
Barely. Barely.
Who's scoring?
Look, I... Jay, what are you saying?
Whew. I don't know.
You think you're not believing in that 3-1?
I don't know, bro.
I don't believe in it.
I just don't know what their tactics are. I can feel it, bro.
I don't know how they're getting the ball in the net.
They've given us nothing to, like, they've given us no reason to believe in them. So why would you believe in them?
Because I just know Atleti are the type of team to do that. And is that wrong?
Atleti aren't shipping 3 goals. I don't think so.
This is not Atleti of old, bro. Like, you got to remember about these teams. They got these are Lookman. Not the teams of old. I know you want to go off vibes.
You know Atleti, Atleti will press Spurs again. They're not going to sit back when they're up in the tie.
Yeah. And Spurs can't really
actually, no. I'm seeing it right now. Spurs get an early goal. Atleti tie it.
Spurs only
3-1 Atleti. 3-1 Atleti.
That's a crazy... This man switched the whole thing.
3-1 Tottenham to 3-1 Atleti.
I think it's going to be like 2-2.
2-2?
It's going to be like a humble 2-2.
I like 3-1.
Tottenham doesn't have 2 goals in them.
I think they... Well, they scored 2 last game.
Gifted one of them, though.
Mm. Yeah, one
we'll see.
Gifted. Yeah, one of them was gifted, but...
Well, to be fair, Atleti had like...
Sure, maybe 2-2.
Yeah. Tristan, what are you saying? Yeah, no one knows.
Yeah. I'll go with you, bro. 3-1, low-key. I'll go with you.
Look, Samir? 3-1.
Oh, sorry, Samir. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
What'd you say? 2-2?
What'd you say?
2-2.
2-2 as well. 2-2 as well. You got Newcastle Barca.
Wow, game.
I think this is gonna be crazy.
No, it's 3-0
Barca. I got Barca.
Like, oh, really?
I got Barca winning this. I got them
winning too. I don't think it's gonna be.
It's gonna be so.
I always thought they were gonna go through, but I knew they weren't gonna win at St. James.
Who does Barca play this weekend?
That's a great question. If they can sit Lamine, then
which they won't do.
I'm gonna say 3. No, I'm gonna say 4-2.
Ooh. Oh, they play Sevilla.
Oh, then maybe 3-1. same score. 2 goal difference for Barca.
3-1?
Who you got?
Barca at home or just...
I said 3-0, Barca.
Tristan, you said...
I said...
3-0 as well?
3-0.
Gotcha.
I'll go 3-0.
Arsenal, Leverkusen. Let's start with you two and we'll finish with...
Arsenal at home.
I'm going to give... Arsenal the benefit of the doubt.
Yes,
say
they haven't lost at home this year.
And say 3-0 as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
they're Arsenal home, that's a good team.
Yeah.
And I think now we'll see that.
Yeah.
I hope they get that change this game.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna predict Arsenal 2-0.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Arsenal.
They'll get that corner.
I don't know. I'm feeling like...
They get that corner.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Arsenal 4-1. I think...
4-1.
Because...
Honestly,
I think the last game they didn't try at all. And they're going to realize, like, oh, we actually need to step it up.
Mm.
And then, like...
There's only 2 ways this fixture goes. It's either...
Who do you play this
weekend? It's either 3-0, Everton at home. 4-0 Arsenal, we're home still. Or 0-0 goes to extra time. And it reminds me of the Olympiacos game.
We're going
to
score. We're going
to... I don't hate that prediction.
I don't either.
Like, I actually see... I don't think Leverkusen are good enough still, but I do see them just, like, sitting in a bit and then, like, absorbing for as long as they can. But I think Arsenal needs to just, like, put on a performance.
Yeah,
and I think they will. I think Arteta's going
to... They should step it up. They need to step it up.
Yeah, but I think Samir's just scared, which is fair.
Yeah.
I'm scared, too, but I also think, like, they didn't try the first
leg. That PTSD, Marky.
Yeah, I know, bro. He's scared.
That PTSD.
No, I know. Let's go to Bodo Glimt versus Sporting. This is another one that.
I think if a shock were to happen, would you?
I don't think
Sporting's not scoring four goals.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't think.
Where do you see four?
Are they at home now? Right, they're going to be at home.
Sporting's
now.
At home, but I don't think Bodo.
Where's goes goals scoreless. Coming from? I mean, their strikers.
I don't think Bodo goes scoreless.
Scoreless?
I don't think Bodo will go scoreless. Like I think.
Oh
Bodo
yeah, yeah, yeah. Score, they'll score a goal. Yeah, yeah. Probably.
I'll go 2-2.
2-2.
I was going to say 2-2 or 2-1.
I like that.
Yeah, yeah. 2-2-1 for Bodo, not for Sporting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So then we'll go PSG Chelsea. It's at Stamford Bridge, which is worth noting. That doesn't
mean much.
No, stuff has happened there.
Yeah, Liverpool the bridge is the bridge.
Again, another atmosphere, dude. Yeah.
We have two options in that game. Mm-hmm. It's a Chelsea comeback or another PSG battering.
I think it's like Chelsea wins 3-2.
The game's going to be close. I don't think it's going to be.
I think Chelsea wins, but not by three.
I'm going to go 2-1 Chelsea.
Yeah, I'm going to say 3-2 Chelsea.
So PSG advanced with 1 point. Yes. With one goal.
Chelsea are going to step it up.
Like, then. It's a one goal difference, right?
No, two, because PSG have a 3-goal advantage right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
1-1.
Two really? Goal difference. Yeah, 1-1.
You think both these teams can play a whole game and it only goes to 1-1?
I think they're not going to be clinical. I think there's going to be a lot of chances.
I said 2-1.
I think it's going to be Chelsea score early. Mm-hmm. They're going to dominate the first half and mm-hmm. can't finish. And then PSG get that goal. And then they lose all morale. Yeah. And then they just play the rest of the game out, just passing it.
Chelsea don't bounce back well.
Like, yeah. that's what I'm thinking. It's like Chelsea are going to be there. The crowd's going to be with them. And if PSG can get past that first 20 minutes...
Mm-hmm. Like, I think PSG might score first. No,
but that's my thought. Is like if Chelsea start the game really well and then they can get past that, you know, like the banging on the fences and all the screaming and all that stuff. Because it's like Chelsea's fake vibes. Like, you know what I mean? They don't really.
At the bridge. At or the just bridge? The players.
No, Chelsea's fake vibes.
No, what I mean is like.
No, the bridge is the bridge. Like, they're so close to the bridge.
No, because. You know how, like, Liverpool, if the crowd really gets on to them in the Champions League, you feel that pressure?
Yeah, that's what you mean. Yeah.
I don't think you feel that at the bridge. I think that's what I'm saying. If they get that first goal and they can go the first... You know, the most important thing after scoring, like, or conceding is that first 5-10 minutes after. Is to make sure everyone gets, like, cooled down, you mm-hmm. know, compose themselves. And I think
the other team's going for
And
it.
I think PSG under... Like, I know I've dissed them and I said they're not that good. But Luis Enrique is... Like, he knows how to manage these situations. And I think it's going to be, like, a 1-1. Yeah.
They don't blow leads, really. Like, even last year.
Yeah.
Villa well, like, was bad.
If we're being honest, too, do you see four goals from this Chelsea team?
No.
Like, where's those?
Actually, I do. I do.
But they have to score three and then win on pens.
Yeah, but sure. Chelsea.
Or four PSG. Goals to win.
Yeah, or do you
I would PSG not be surprised if Chelsea goes PSG through. Aren't going I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea go through. That's what
I'm saying.
Prediction.
I'm saying, like, yeah, that's not my prediction either, but, like, I'd
be very
like I would not. It would not be crazy to me if I looked at the score and they were up 3-0.
Not against this.
It's obviously not Chelsea of old, but, like, Chelsea of.
But not against this PSG team.
I don't think so either. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It could happen.
I also think the best manager to have, like, I know he put them in the situation, but also I think it was his goalkeeper, Jurgensen, that got him, like, to 5-2. But yeah. I think that if there was any manager that would have worked for Chelsea in a game like this, I think, like, Liam Rossenoir is, like, his headspace and the way he, like, he wants to lead his players. Like, I think he's going to go into the game genuinely getting those players believing that they're going to do the comeback. So it's just... If they can actually back it up, I'm like my That's feeling fair. Is like they're gonna.
Is he
be
one of those adaptable guys?
Yes. Like and like at halftime, let's just say they're one goal up, he can give that team talk because he's like the players. He knows what it's like. He's so young. He's so young. He's only been like he's almost the same age as Arteta. You know, like he's very young. He knows what it was like. He hasn't forgotten what it was like to be a player, and I feel like that's really good for Chelsea, but. Because he hasn't been there that long, like, I feel like it's kind of the same with, like, Arsenal, where it's, like, the second you, like, get in their head, that's done. The game's done. And I feel shocked. Like that's the same thing.
My question with Liam is, he's already played PSG this season with Strasbourg. So I'm like
3-3.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So my question but, in my head is like
he had to approach that game differently. He had different expectations on him. Also Strasbourg why? Is not Chelsea.
PSG tries in the UCL and they don't really try in the league.
That too.
Yeah, yeah. Fair point. Because, like, Strasbourg had to win that game. Like, they were fighting for the league at that point in the season yeah. when they played each other, right? So I'm like...
It was a great game.
Yeah, it was. I know I watched that game. So I'm like,
yeah,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got one more. We got Madrid versus Man City.
No comment, guys. No comment. Yeah, I generally, like, whatever I say, it could be, like...
No, I agree.
It could be Madrid
win 3-0 or City win 5-0. Like, it actually
but yeah,
could be.
But still, but give a scoreline prediction.
I think...
Just give anything.
I know I said I think City can. I just don't know if Courtois, the goalie, you're going to net 3 or more.
Yeah.
Right?
Did you see the foot save?
Yeah.
That is one of the best saves I've ever seen.
Man lost it in his box.
In his six.
By the way, Petard.
No, yeah, yeah.
But you're very good. You're a very good baller. How do you save it from that close? I was genuinely looking at my boy. We were watching it. I was like, what type of reflexes is this?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's like 3-2 City.
Hmm.
I think it's going to be like 1-1 and then City score 2.
Mm.
And then they're like so close. I like that.
City score first. I think they got 1-0 first half.
Yeah.
And I think Madrid get 2 second half. I think it's 2-1.
Well, you think they win by 4 goals on aggregate?
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be undeserved.
No. Five goals on aggregate.
I'm going to make
a 4 goal difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have this game prediction now. City always do this. I feel like they're going to start off hot. They're going to get those 3 goals. I don't know how, though. I don't know how, but
it's
just
not from Holland.
I don't know how they're gonna get
those
goals.
I think Holland, but I like the
3-2 scoreline so much
for Madrid or for City.
Yeah, I feel like 3-2 just makes sense just because of the.
I just remembered a game that City had in the Champions League, and I feel like it's gonna be a carbon copy of that game. Don't tell us
the game. Describe it, and we'll try to guess it.
Okay. Started off. Insanely hot in the first minute. In the second leg, they were down by a lot of goals. Started insanely hot. Scored in the first minute. They didn't need that many more goals, like 2 more.
City versus Madrid game?
No, Liverpool. 2018, when they played Liverpool and they got pumped 3-0. And then when they went that second leg, they were dominant. Like you thought they were going to make the comeback because they scored in the first minute.
That one where Oxlade scored to make it 1-1?
No, Salah scored to make it 1-1.
And then it ended 4-1 on aggregate.
It ended 5-1 on aggregate because they scored 2. They scored 2. I think it was Firmino and Salah. I think it's going to be the exact same game where they're going to dominate, they're going to do all that. But like you said, they're generally going to pepper Courtois' net. They're not going to score, and then Madrid get that goal.
Yeah.
And they're going to get that second one on the break. I think it's going to end 2-1 Madrid.
Yeah.
I like that.
2-1 Madrid.
Yeah. Good enough. You're saying
3-2 City.
I got 3-2 City. Yeah. I like that.
Well, thank you so much for watching episode 3 of Thinking Outside the Boot. This is our UCL review. Let us know in the comments if we cooked, if we're wrong. I mean, we'll find out in like 5 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Talking about all the teams. As always, it's me. I'm with Samir. We got Jay and Tristan. And thank you for watching.
This is Outside the Boot.
Stay tuned. We will be here with weekly episodes.